I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC.
It's just been the most amazing journey to work on this together and watch every step of the process of his thoughts and his composition.
Violinist Lila Josefowitz gets a workout in Solonen's concerto, but the part was tailor-made for her, and she says it feels that way when she's playing it. The San Francisco performances are the first since it was announced at the end of last month that the piece had won the 2012 Graumeier Award for Music Composition. It's a piece that premiered just as Solonen was about to end his 17-year run as the conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic in 2009.
It's sort of a landmark piece for him in that he was leaving LA and starting sort of a new life chapter. And the piece, I think, is really about just going that extra mile, going to the very edge. And certainly, I think you can sense it in my part. It just kind of tests my stamina every time.
Each of the four movements are radically different, something that Josefowitz says she encouraged as Solonen was writing.
The second movement is as if time were to stand still and just have it almost just be like breathing in and out and suspension.
But it's the third movement that's bound to raise a few eyebrows in the concert hall.
First of all, it has a drum kit, and it's hard to tell which is being made more fun of in some ways, the orchestra or the drum kit. For me, I get to kind of have fun with my own sense of rhythm.
Josefowitz and Solonen will be recording a CD of his violin concerto in March, and that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.